This is WSKG News. On Tuesday, Democrats could win back the New York Senate from the Republicans, who've dominated leadership there for much of the past century. Karen DeWitt has more.
Changing demographics, the unpopularity of Donald Trump in New York, and the efficiency of Hillary Clinton's get-out-the-vote effort are all contributing to the Democrats' best chance in several years to take over control of the state Senate this election day. Governor Cuomo, who's been criticized in past elections for not helping Democrats win seats in the Senate, appears to be seeing the handwriting on the wall. He's taking a more active role this year, appearing at rallies on Long Island and in New York City. But Cuomo wants a particular kind of Democrat in the Senate. He's issued a questionnaire asking their positions on socially progressive issues like an abortion rights bill and ethics reform, as well as fiscally conservative measures, including the state's property tax cap. And the governor lectured Democrats at a recent campaign event for Democratic Senate candidates on the importance of both.
And what we've shown is that you can be fiscally responsible and you can be socially progressive.
The Democrats backed by Cuomo are banking on a boost and highlighting the link to the governor in campaign ads. Adam Haber is running for an open seat on Long Island.
Now Governor Cuomo has endorsed him for the state Senate, and Newsday praised his expertise on important issues.
The leader of the Senate Democrats, Andrea Stewart Cousins, says she's very confident that the Democrats will take the Senate this year.
We have incredible senators, we have incredible candidates, and I'm sure with the partnership with the governor as well as President Hillary Clinton from New York, we will find ourselves really in a great period that New Yorkers will benefit from for years to come.
Senator Stewart Cousins and the other Senate Democrats will likely have to form a coalition with a breakaway faction of Democrats known as the Independent Democratic Conference if they want to govern the Senate in January. Senate Republican leader John Flanagan has been quieter than the Democratic Senate leaders. He said little publicly since an enthusiastic endorsement of the GOP top of the ticket back at the National Convention in the summer.
I am supporting Donald Trump for president, and I'm going to do so with grace, with diplomacy, with passion.
Flanagan has since distanced himself from Trump after the presidential candidate made controversial remarks about sexually harassing and assaulting women. There's also a corruption scandal on Long Island that's led to the indictment of the Republican Nassau County executive and others, including the father of an incumbent GOP state senator, Michael Vendetto. The scandal could hurt the Long Island bastion of Senate Republicans more than any presidential political dynamics. Vendetto, who's not implicated in the scandal, is running an ad featuring kind words from the father of a child who died from drug driving as an attempt to differentiate himself from the negative news.
He's there for you. He's his own person with a heart and he cares.
Steve Greenberg, a political analyst who is the spokesman for Siena College Polls, says don't underestimate the power of Republican senators to move voters. Many have high name recognition and decades of good constituent services in their districts. Plus, he says, in an increasingly blue state, they're used to appealing to Democratic voters.
Republicans in New York have gotten used to the fact that they need to get voters who vote Democrat for some offices to come and support them.
If the GOP wants to keep power in the Senate without making deals with other factions, they will have to pick up at least one more seat. They currently have just 31 members. That's one short of holding the majority. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.